Alex Ravello is walking toward a sailboat she might buy in the Homer Harbor.
Oh, there she is. R18.
She stops by a roughly 22-foot vessel with a red hull that she'd like to use to sail around Kachemak Bay.
Oh, she's the perfect adventure boat. Needs just a little bit of love.
Ravello loves adventure. In fact, it's what partly inspired her to become a NOAA Fisheries Observer in 2006, soon after she graduated college. An observer collects data on board commercial fishing vessels to verify that fishermen are following regulations surrounding harvest practices and limits. Ravello says some boats created a more welcoming atmosphere for women than others. Sometimes she would see pornographic magazines lying around, and other times she was subjected to sexually inappropriate teasing and jokes. But for the most part, she would just brush it off.
I did want to show that I was capable and that I could joke around and that I wouldn't get upset by little things.
However, she says in one instance, a male crew member tried to prevent her from leaving a room after they were joking around.
And then he just kind of like grabbed me and he was a very large man. So I felt very like trapped, and I just pushed him away, but I had to use all my strength to kind of like get his arms from around me and like stormed out of there and then did not go back into that winch room.
Ravello never filed a report, saying it was an isolated event. Eventually, Ravello moved on to pursue her graduate's degree in marine biology. Even if Ravello's experience is few and far between, others like former observer Bobby Bazell says it's hard to know when less extreme interactions should be considered harassment and be reported.
How am I supposed to distinguish whether or not it's just in good fun, or is it starting to cross a line with me? There's just a huge gray area, I think.
Jacqueline Smith works for NOAA's Law Enforcement Division and says she hears those types of comments all the time.
I've heard a lot of observers say things like, well, it's Alaska, it's the fishing industry, I should expect this type of behavior.
She says there are roughly 350 observers in Alaska and about half are women. Smith sent an anonymous survey to observers deployed in Alaska in 2016 and 2017. About a quarter of female observers responded, but roughly half said they had experienced sexual harassment aboard vessels. They say they declined to report for several reasons, including fear of backlash and that nothing would be done about it.
So that's why I kind of started to adjust the training that I was doing, trying to encourage observers to come forward to report things that were happening to them, even things that they thought wasn't a big deal.
Smith is incorporating role-playing scenarios into her training program and encouraging NOAA officers to be more personable with observers, hoping that it will make it easier for them to file reports of sexual harassment. It's hard to say if these efforts will create change. Under 20 reports have been filed annually over the past few years, and numbers can vary widely. Back on Homer's docks, Ravello thinks more training for observers could make a difference, but she says it's only half of the problem, meaning that fishing crews need to address harassment from within.
I've been on so many boats where the attitude and the relationships that were built on those boats were so healthy and so friendly and professional that if it's possible on some boats, why wouldn't it be able to happen everywhere?
While Ravello left her observer position to pursue her graduate degree, she says a change in the commercial fishing culture could help reduce turnover of women in the observer program. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.